Okay, we'll get going. I mean, in light of the events in Nice, we'll talk about death. You know, comes up prominently in this week's parashas. Opens up with the din of Parah Aduma, which takes off Tumas Meis, to take off the impurity of being dead. And there's a very interesting Lashon Chazal, Bikhoi Lecha Parah Aduma Tmima, take it to you, to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Chazal say on these two drushes, you know, in the Medrash right there. First of all, Bikhoi Lecha, Lo'olam Hi Nikris Al Shmecha. Parah Aduma will forever be named after Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Parah Aduma will always be named after Moshe Rabbeinu. I thought that Ephraim Parah is always going to be associated with Parah Shasa Moshe. That's why it's always going to be associated with you, like Avtocha.
They put it into, they save
No, they save the ashes of the Parah Aduma. And they call it Ephra, right? Right, Parah Shasa Moshe. That's one drasha. So, question: yeah, what is the big honor in that? That the Parah Aduma ashes are called Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu. And the another thing is a more famous Chazal: Abikhoi Lecha Lecha Ani Megale Tamei Para LaAchirim Chuka. For you, Parah Aduma is not going to be any mystery. I know it's one of the strangest halach mitzvahs that we have. You know, the same waters, you know, mitame taharim, and you know, it's mitar tameim, and all the other issues of Parah Aduma that seem to be a mystery. It's like the quintessential chok, right? But to Moshe Rabbeinu was no mystery. Bikhoi lecha lecha ani megale tamei para. That's what I'm saying. So Parah Aduma is like a spell. That's why it's, the pasuk opens up, vikhu elecha Parah Aduma tamim. That's been brought, in, you know, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was to be associated with. He has a shaychus to the Indian of Parah Aduma. Now, Lamaaseh, Moshe Rabbeinu is the, the lawgiver. We got Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? So there's a very interesting chazal in this week's parsha. It's in the continuation of the halachas of Parah Aduma. Zos ha-Torah, Odom kiyomus bo. The Chazal make a drasha, that famous drasha, Ein divrei Torah niknin elamisha memis atzmo leam. Zos Torah, shiyamis atzmo bala shatov. Zos ha-Torah, odom ki yomus bo. Right, that, you know, divrei Torah, you know, can only be acquired if you're willing to kill yourself over it, you know, to die over it. The Amelis Patera is, you know, no one knows about suicide, but it's amazing, the interesting, Amelis Patera, this din of Amelus Batara has been coined, and the metaphor for Amelus is death. Now, Yesh Dvarim Begav, there's something really deep going on in this, because by Ma'amar Har Sinai also, Nafshi Yotza Bedabro, the Pasuk says in the Shir Hashem Chazal Darshan, that's referring to Amiso by Ma'amar Har Sinai, when they heard HaKadosh speak, they dropped dead. And they were brought back to life from the Torah. Tulisharis and Chazal is one lashon in the Medrash that moving beforeish that the Torah was mevakish aleihem rachamim and said, "Ribono Shel Olam, you made a party and you killed all the guests, right?" So the Torah, and that's what it means. Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nefesh, that the Torah was that which restored our lives, right? Yeah, but even like the other lashon Chazal, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu at that time was morid tal sheosid lahachil spoes hamesim, you know, the dew that Hashem was destined to give us by Trias HaMesim. So, but the Mefarshim say that that also may be the Torah, like it says in Parshas Hazinu, Tizal Katal Imrasi. The Divrei Torah, you know, are called like Tal, like Dew. So, you know, it could be understood to be Mikoch HaTorah also. Because there's something about the, you know, about Torah and death. Right? The, you know, another association. Varkim is kosher osa, vihine tov mod, famous chazal, tov is chaim, tov mod zam misa. So, what does the post say that? Vai ere, vai boker, yom ha shishi. So, you know, the extra hey, ha shishi is a remez to the well known ha shishi, vav besivan, right, that Akarish Baruch Hu gave the Torah. So that's after the words that allude to Misa, Tov Ma'od, Zeha Misa, which that in itself needs to be explained. Why is Misa Tov Ma'od? Chaim is Tov. Right? Misa is Tov Ma'od.
Right. So a lot of very happy people in
Nice. Right, yeah. I said, we're talking about death. The, so, the Indian is like this, right? I may have spoken this out once, it's a very big yesod. It's the first thing I learned from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapiro, when I first met him in Flatbush, before I went to learn by Minaret Yisrael. So he asked me if I know what Tumah is. If I know what Tumah is, how should I know what Tumah is? So he says, the root of the word Tumah is Tam Tetmem, which in Lashon HaKodesh means sealed off, like Tumtum, like Tomun. Hatmana, Mitumtam is a guy who's here. Right? A person whose Tameh is sealed off. Right? He's cut off from reality. Right? He's in a box, sealed off from Kedusha, sealed off with from Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's sealed. Right? Tahara is openness. Like he says, there's a Targum that says, Tsohar, Tasa, Teva, Tihara. It's a window. Tahara is a window that's to be, keep an open flow. Tumah is when you're sealed off. And that's why one of the halachas of Tumah is Shiluach Machanos. It has to be thrown out of, the machane. You can't be around normal Torah people, depending on which type of tumah he has, particularly the tzora, bodad yeshev, sealed off, right? The chet of Adam Arishan, right, which brought death to the world as we know it, right, with that chet, what I said, brought death to the world, is that humanity became sealed off from Kedusha. The Ani Amarti Elohim Atem Ubnei Elyon Kuchem Ochen Ka'odom Tamusa. We were called Bnei Elohim first, before Chet of Adam Rishon, and also by Mamad Har Sinai, before Chet HaEgel. Right? Connected to our Kodesh group, Bnei Elohim. Right? But then Ochen Ka'odom Tamusa. Right? The what makes us, man, as opposed to something holy, as opposed to Bnei Elohim, Ochen Ka'odom Tamusin. You die like a man. Right, that the inyan of death, which is the highest form of tumah, right, death in its lower form, right, is that you go and you become cut off, disassociated. It's the hepech of v'atim hadveikim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kulchem ayom, and that's what it means. Tzadikim b'misosan kruim chayim, they never lose their connection, even in death. And rishoyim afil b'chayim kruim mesim, because they're disconnected. They are sealed off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Makor HaChayim. They're on their own trip, but they don't realize that they're sealed off in a box, that inside that box that they're sealed in, Kedusha and real Chayim never penetrates over there. Right? And that situation is called death, right? Not just, the actual descent into that situation is called death. Ki biyom achocha mimeno mos tamus. The Pasuk says, Adam lived another 930 years after that. But biyom achocha mimeno mos tamus. That being in that situation itself is called death. Right? That's called the descent into that situation. Right? The Torah, that's a teras chayim. Right? Akash, giving us the Torah was, to remedy the situation and raise us up from what we fell to. Right? And that's what it means. Yisrael Shomdu Har Sinai Poska Zua Masan. Right? That for a short while, it was mamish literal that Am Yisrael reattained the Madreg of Adam Rishon Kodem Machet. Right? And that's what the Torah. That's why it's called the Torah's Chaim, right? A Torah of life. Right? The Torah is there to remedy that situation, and this is what the Sfarim say. All the Dikduke Halacha of the Taryag Mitzvahs. All those dikduke halacha, everything is to repair another aspect of damage done by the chet of Adam Rishon. And it's mamash diverse of, Ramach and Shasa, like the Ramach Ivarim and Shasa Gidim, because all of that is tainted. And all of the mitzvahs of the Torah is to undo that damage, and give us dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Now, it could have happened in just one instant, but here's the yesod I want to say, right? The door into the jail is also the door out, right? The way you get in is also the way you get out, right? If the descent into the matzah of being tameh is called death, that's also the door to get out of it, right? The chiddush of what there is, you know, of what we're learning about in this week's parasha, right, is that death is actually a two-way door, right? It could be the descent into being cut off from, you know, kol davar kadosh and kol and everything that's called chayim. Right? But if you want to get out of the box and be reconnected, right, you go out the way you came in. Right? And that's the inyan of amelus batera. Why is amelus batera required? Like, why can't I just lean back in an easy chair, you know, sip a beer, and, you know, have my eyes, you know, fall on the text. Right? There's no problem learning biology, chemistry, and physics that way. No problem.
This
right?
is a very anti-art scroll here.
Right. Oh, yeah. This might be...
No, man,
whatever, you know what I'm saying. This will be posted on the OU site, so I can't. And we spoke about political correctness, but I'll tell you something I once said once in a story about Art Scroll after we shut off the recording. Right? Right. But then, you know, why is it? There's all of an end of return nickname. You're not going to have a Kenyan internal. Won't happen. Won't happen. Right? Right? Why not? You know, you would think, you know, if I'm bright, I don't have to work hard. Right? You would think. That's the way it works by all the other sciences. You only have to work hard if you're stupid. And if you're bright, you don't have to work hard. So why is it by Torah's Ein Divrei Torah nickname? El Misha Mei Misatz Mola. Amelus B'Torah is obligatory, and it's Ma'akev. It's Ma'akev. You're not going to have a Kenyan Torah. Right? Because Torah is not just dumb information. Right? The Torah is transformative. Transformative. The Divrei Torah that you learn are making you, taking you from the mortality, that, you know, the mortal state that we fell into as a result of Chet Adam Rishon, and raising you up to the immortal. Right? So Divrei Torah is not just dead information. Dead information you can absorb like a sponge if you're bright enough without working hard. Torah is transformative. Right? So, and therefore, and Torah is all about dragging you up and making you something different than the way you were born. And that's why, you know, to hook up with that quality of Torah, that Torah is going to pull you up and make you immortal, right, to hook into that quality of Torah, right, and shouldn't just be information, shouldn't just be culture, is that's where you have to invest in it and push yourself past your comfort level, right? Be more than your regular cruising level. And if you throw in more than what's natural to throw in, right? So the Torah responds also, because the more you put in, the more the Torah responds. You're pushing past your comfort level. I'll take you to the next level, right? But whatever you put in is what the Torah gives you. So if you're pushing past the comfort level, right? You know, you don't want to stay in the box. So the Torah responds and pulls you up, and that's called Kenyan Torah. Right, that's called to acquire the Torah, because Torah is Elokus. If you're learning, let me explain like this. If you're learning without Amelus, you're learning about Elokus. You don't have Elokus inside of you. Right, just like, and that's, this really gets into the omen of why all the sciences don't require Amelus. Because when I'm learning physics, I'm learning about electricity. Do I have electricity inside of me because I'm learning about it? No, I'm getting information regarding electricity. The electricity is wherever it is. I don't have electricity inside of me. You know, when I learn physics and I learn about electricity. As therefore, it's just information anyway. It's information regarding something. You could, you know, if you're bright enough, you could absorb information without any effort. And it's not called having a Kenyan, right? In Kenyan, in electricity, because I know all about electricity. Right? Torah is called Divrei Torah Niknin, a Kenyan. Like it's acquired and made a part of you, that all the things that you know, the iris, all the divine lights that we're learning about, all the divine lights in the mitzvahs, when we learn about these things, we're not getting just information regarding this. We are actually putting those divine lights inside of us. But you have to relate to Torah that way for Torah to relate to you that way. Whatever you put into Torah, the Torah gives you back. You got to push past your comfort level, say, I want to be more, and the Torah will be to you more than just information regarding the mitzvahs, but mamash, the koch of the mitzvahs will go inside of you. You know, the divrei Torah, the divrei Elokim Chaim will be absorbed by you. Right? But you got to push past, that's called lahamis atzmal divrei Torah. To kill yourself over divrei Torah, I mean, you got to go out the same door you went in, right? You went in because we wanted to be comfortable. Right, and that's correct, and that's done by getting out of your comfort zone, because that comfort zone, that's the box where Tumah is, that's the box we're sealed in, the comfort zone. Got to break the comfort zone. That's called Mamus, right? And that's what it means. And you know, now of course death only does that for you, right, if you have Divrei Torah. Now that, let's look at the, you know, death in the literal sense, in the life of the individual. For a person who's not a Ben Torah, death is the end of it's the end of the road. So eat and drink now, for tomorrow you'll die, right? And it's, you know, it's the end. It's, for a Ben Torah, death is just the beginning, right? Because what happens, you know, at the time of, you know, after a person dies, is that the neshama goes to the Masifta Rakia to really learn Torah and to get more divine power in proportionate to the mitzvahs.
Yeah, I heard something like this from the other side.
Sure.
Right?
I learned by him.
So he was trying to explain also about death. Death is really a path to the next world.
It's right. Not, it's not the end.
It's not a bad thing. It's really the ultimate thing. Death.
Because
the generation sin, and he had to go through a process of death in order to reincarnate himself into a new person who the original love of Arishan. That's the death. Death is that transition.
Right.
From the
so
old
that's
Adam, the new Adam.
Death is a door. Question, is it a door into jail? Or is it a door liberating? It's a door. So for the non-Ben Torah, it's just a door to go deeper into the ground. Right? For the Ben Torah, it's the door out. It's the door to immortality. The neshama gets, you know, tremendous koach and recovers. And the body also, when it rots in the ground, the mashcha de chavya, the snake skin, the zuama, that the nochash matu chava gets smelted out. And by Tchiyas HaMesim, it's just rebuilt with the good matter and not the bad matter. And so it comes out that death was the way to attain immortality. But that's for the Ben Torah. If you have Torah, so you turn death on its head death for you is the doorway out. So in the life of during your lifetime, it's Amelus Batorah, right? Push past your comfort zone and the Torah responds and will, you know, make you bigger. And refashion you, right? But in the big picture, at the end of your life, when you die, for a Ben Torah, right, death is just the beginning, right? It's the beginning of his Tchiyas HaMesim, right? As the neshama gets kwach from the Masifta Rakia, in merit of the mitzvahs that he did in this world, the guf gets rid of its zuama and with chibud akever, and then everything is rebuilt, you know, and they're resurrected, and the resurrected man goes to Olam Haba, to the See hadvekos v'atim hadvekim v'Hashem okechem chayim kuchem ayom. So that's what it means. Tov mod zehamisa. It's not talking about, you know, it depends which type of death. The death of a Ben Torah, the death of Amelus Bat Torah, that's tov ma'od. That, you know, chayim is tov. You want to be tov, you want to be more. You want to break out of the box and be even more. Death is your ticket, right? It was the doorway in, it's also the doorway out, you know, to get out of what mankind fell into. Right? So if Am Yisrael would have been Zoche, it would have all been done with the dropping dead by Matan Torah, right? That with the dropping dead, we break out of, you know, what we were prior to Matan Torah, and then the Torah resurrected us, like the Medrash we quoted, and we've, you know, been, we've had the whole Tikkun right then and there. The problem is that death, you know, in the lower sense, made a comeback with Cheta Egel. That's like Rashi works out all the psukim of how Paraduma is a tikkun for Cheta Egel.
Now right? I don't know what the Torah complains when the Jews died in Matan Torah, so they now left this world, entered into a higher domain, and it's already saying, we don't have any guests? Yeah, you have guests, but your guests are higher level guests.
Yeah, no, but you know, the body, so the body, that. The goof.
They didn't have a chance to live yet. They didn't get a chance
of the Melus yet. Chiyas HaMeisim. So the Torah demanded Chiyas HaMeisim.
Right.
The Torah demanded Chiyas HaMeisim. But that's the word. Torah gives you Chiyas HaMeisim. And that's Lashon Chazal. Tal Torah Mechayehu. For a Ben Torah, you know, death is just the beginning of Chiyas HaMeisim. But that's for a Ben Torah. Right. If a person doesn't have Torah, death is the end.
That's a good answer. Torah wanted to do its magic. Right.
That's
without,
right.
So without Torah, if they would have died,
it would have been the end. It would have been the end. Died as Egyptians. Right.
They would have died, and that would be the end.
Right. So the Torah did its thing.
Torah
right.
Yet.
That's right.
Says that without Torah, you don't have to do something.
Right. Right.
And women?
Yes, sir.
They have
right, but my Zachin writes, so Gemara asks, right? And also Amoritz, what's the Eitzah?
So what about all these single girls out there in Manhattan that are around there? Oh, yeah.
Because
I guess their boyfriends are going
to be better. Israel is a bunch of nuts that want to be Matir Chermra, you know. Not renew Chermra Benu Gershom for all the... it's the only Eitzah, you know. Every man has to take more than one wife. Anyway. Can't afford it. Anyway.
That's memories. That's really memories.
Yeah, anyway. That's it. Mozer ni mar mi movis. That's what you should. So the, as again, getting said, now going full circle. You know, that's the big Indian of Pora Duma, right? That takes off Tumas Mace. Right? Pora Duma reminds us, right? And that's why it takes off the Tuma, right? That, you know, Misa's not the end of the line. It's the end of the line for the Russia. That even Bechayev was Korui Mace. Right? You know, the fact that that Tumah is removable, it's removable, right? That shows that there's hope. And it gives a new perspective on death. That death is just the beginning. And that's Mikoch the Torah. That's the Apostle of Zos Chukas HaTorah. Right? And this mitzvah in the Torah reminds you about the power that there is in the Torah Bechlau. That Torah is there to get us out of the...
remind us now?
No, because two reasons. Well, three reasons. Right? The first of all, it's called Zos Chukas HaTorah. Right? It's like the whole... You know, it's called the Chukah of the Torah. I mean, this is a prat from which you will be done a la klal kulo. And that's why also, later in the part, Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyosim Yubo'ol, we learn out the din of Amel Spatora from what's written within. Right? That, you know, Yam Misatzmo, Bolash Torah, it's in this week's parasha. Right? And that's also what it means, that it's Mikoch Moshe Rabbeinu. Vikhu Elecha Pora Aduma, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nosein HaTorah. That's called Le'olam Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. It's like it's called Toras Moshe Avdi. It's also called HaParasha Osa Moshe. This is the power of the Torah. The power of the Torah is to turn death into an opportunity, turn death into rebirth. Without Torah, death is just the end of the line. Right, and then now that your whole life you're just building up to dying. Right?
Well, I don't think how the Torah has anything to do with all that. Why? Because it's red? Because it's what? What is the Paraduma?
No, why Paraduma?
Yeah.
Okay, why Paraduma? So why Paraduma is a countermeasure to Cheta Ego, that Rashi says. Tavo imav tekaneach tzoach. Because Cheta Ego caused death, it sort of setback what we had at Mamad Har Sinai.
Not a problem. You don't have to do Bidu, you don't have to do anything. You just take the ashes and what is that?
Okay, no. So I mean...
What does it mean anything? It's
no, No, I'm just saying. But look, I it is a chayk, but I'm going on the fact
you
that
you learn a black gemara, yes. Until you're pulling off your feet, then I would understand why it's spoken.
But that's alluded to over here. Zosa Torah Adam Kiyomis Bal, that this mitzvah was selected, that the din of Amel Spatora was taught to us by this mitzvah of Parah Aduma within the halachas thereof. The whole mitzvah was introduced in general as Zos Chukas HaTorah, right? That this mitzvah is a moshul for the koach of Torah. So even though, to do, actually take off two masmeis bepoal, so a guy could go the very next week to the Beis HaMikdash again and do his karbonas, you need Parah Aduma. But it's also melamed on the etzem koach of Torah in general.
Okay, I got it.
This prat is melamed ala klau kulo, the koach of Torah. Is to give life. But it's more that it converts death into rebirth. It converts death into rebirth. Right? And that's what it means, that just like we got the whole Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi, right? It passed so also Vikhu Elecha Para Aduma. Lo'olam Hinikres Al Shmecha. Just like the whole Torah is called Al Shem Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who, he is Torah itself, Kayadua, right? Shechina Medabers Toch Grono. He is Mamash, the Kli that holds Torah. That's why it's called Zichru Toras Moshe. That's why for him, Parah Aduma makes perfect sense. Parah Aduma represents the essential power of Torah, the Torah itself. By Tami Amitzis, we explain the effect Torah has on us. Parah Aduma represents the Torah itself, right? Not the effect that it has on us. And that's why to us it's a bit of a mystery, because this mitzvah is more reflective of the essence of Torah, not benefits that we get. Most times it's explained benefits that we get from the mitzvahs. Right? Parah Aduma is more connected the essence of Torah and how it gives life. And part of how it gives life is that it converts even death into
the
rebirth.
The same way that the Parah Aduma takes off the person's tumor.
Right.
And allows them not to enter the mikdash or do whatever.
Right.
The same way Torah has that power over the individual to take him
out of his mortality, out of his etzem mortality, and make him immortal. So this prod of taking off Tumas Leisur, go to Midrash, is also a klal, that Torah, that's what it makes you immortal. It gets you out of the death force, out of the death force that's with you constantly. Okay, it redeems you from that. And that's the koch of the Torah Gufa. Right? And you only tap into that Torah if you do amelus. You have to be willing to die over it. That's called the amelus. Break out of your comfort zone. And then if that's what you want, and that's what you're willing to invest in the Torah, that's what the Torah gives you back. And you get out of the box. And death becomes the door out. As opposed to what it was for, was the door in to the concealment and the containment. And Moshe, that's Mamash connected to the Etzim Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, was capable of putting Torah on earth and being Manchil Torah Yisrael. Now, just point out one more thing, a very interesting thing, how death is rebirth, not just for the individual who's died. All right, this is a little bit more, unpolitically correct. The din of Yerusha, right, is triggered by Misa. Yerusha ain't la hefsek. There's no such thing as Yerusha stopping, unless the money got spent, but so long as it's around, there's no such thing as Yerusha stopping. Yerusha ain't la hefsek, and the whole Torah is called Yerusha. Morasha ki Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Morasha ki las Yaakov. It's one of the Rambam's big riyas, that the only thing that could be counted as one of the Targ mitzvahs is a mitzvah noheges lidoros, for all generations, because it's Morasha. Right? But it's the amazing thing. What triggers the Yerusha? Death. I mean to say this, not just that guy who died, if he was a Ben Torah, he's being reborn, but he was actually creating something new by dying. His death passes the torch. That's what triggers Yerusha, dying. And that's what passes it on, that you have to. There's an amazing thing, Dor Holech V'Dor Ba, and every door has its own das and its own unique mahalach in Torah. You know what gives birth to the new door and the new derech? The death of the door beforehand. It's not just their own rebirth that they climb to a higher place, right? But they're creating in this world, right? Their siluk, gives room right, for a new daya to emerge. That's what Chazal Darshim, Uvar Shemesh Vizrach HaShemesh, that Ad Shalosh Shaka Shimsho of this manig was born, but it's not just a coincidence. No, his death causes that birth. It's like a din of Yerusha. Right? That sometimes, you know, like being misalik a certain das, as much as we're mitzar over Misas Tzadikim, but there's also, you know, so we know Misas Tzadikim is also Mechaper. Right.
They had a grandson.
Svasemis, yeah.
Svasemis, the first tish that the Svasemis did, he did things different from the Yerushalayim. The Hasidim were very upset. So they started to complain. But they said, what are you doing this way? The Yerushalayim used to do it differently. So he answered them, so why am I sitting here? Let the Yerushalayim do it. He'll do it the way he did it. So they said, Rabbi, he's not here anymore. He says, aha. Now you got me. I do it my way.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah, I never heard this one. It's perfect. It fits perfectly with what we're saying. But, you know, that, you know,
so
that.
Have him do it. So let him finish.
You know, I mean.
He can't finish. He's not here anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, the only reason why it's not, you know, by some people, like Yerida Sadoris is like a frum call.
Ooh. That happened. Yeah. That happened. Something else.
Anyway.
Is that your wedding picture?
No, it's my, does it look like it?
No, from here it's just, I see it.
No, it's my in-laws'
wedding
picture.
Yes,
my wedding's in the picture, yeah.
What?
My wedding, yeah, you can give it to look at. That's my parents' in-laws' wedding. Yeah. Anyway, so the, right, so, yes, so this is the Inyan that, Pora Aduma teaches us, you know, the idea that the Torah turns death into rebirth. That's a koach haTorah, and that's also why Torah is called Morasha, right? That the siluk of one door actually gives birth to the new dais, and the new Torah of the door comes afterwards, right? Like in a world that we could hope there could be even Aliyah Sadoris. The siluk of the door before causes. This was, you know, as it were, the misplaced sentiment of Nodav Aviu, as a right, that, you know, they were a little bit too much into this idea that I just said. They said Masa Yamusu Shneis Kenim Elu, right? They wanted to be manik, you know. They were waiting, you know, for a new derech to emerge. You know,
Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
The old generation
has
to die first.
That's right. Yeah. All right. So, of course, we should help. You know, should Misa Sekim Mechaper and whatever. Should know Bila Mavis Lanetzach. Okay.
Right.